Hello, faithful. Welcome to another episode of Fire of Sour Graps. I'm your host, Alex Kowalski, and everything sucks. You probably watched LFI defeat The Butcher and Beef and JD Drake. Thank God LFI won. That's all I'll say about that. So, good. Now, Stokely is talking with Rene Paquette. So, all right. So, apparently, Deanna Perez and Taya Valkyrie are called The Vendetta, which is great. That's an amazing name. Vendetta is a fantastic name. I love it. We'll talk all about how much SmackDown sucked ass right after an old lady from Queens with a cigarette voice gets done doing play-by-play commentary. Now, Zoe Lynn's out there again. So I have been told, or I received several emails instructing me that Zoe Lynn is not the love child of Zoe Stark and Jerry Lynn. So I apologize for my jumping to conclusions. But here we go. It's the Taya Valkyrie. And she with a big lariat there on Zoe Lynn. So the Vendetta is wonderful. Is it just Vendetta or is it the Vendetta? I mean, either way, I'm going to call them the Vendetta. So that's fine. But the Taya Valkyrie. I'm not really sure how you pronounce it. But honestly, that is a shade of hair that I can only, the color, that I can only describe that as tang. That her hair is colored. Oh my goodness. Now she's just gonna stomp her. She's just gonna stomp. Oh no, look out for your teeth, sweetheart. Your teeth are embedded in the canvas. The Taya Tyra Valkyrie Vikari. She's won. Obviously, this is very obvious here. But we already knew the Taya Tyra was going to win. But this is wonderful. The two of them, they should increase the faction there. They should increase the numbers for the Vendetta. Wonderful. Love it. Love it. I love these gals together. They're fantastic. Also, RIP to Zoe Lynn. She was so young. SmackDown was taped. They're doing the Blood Money show tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. This is what we're doing. Oh, look, they're talking with the Deanna and Taya. But Stokely instigating. Taya's gonna go out there and beat her up some more? Oh my goodness, Taya. I would not take Stokely's word for anything. I would not, like, if Stokely came up and told me that somebody had talked bad about me, I don't know if I would just agree with him right off the bat. It feels like less than possible, but oh, we're gonna do it. Now. You're gonna do it on the Taya does that on. Well, now listen, I'm all for these women looking a badass. But oh no, now you're gonna do it to an unconscious girl. Oh, Deanna says you made your point. You made your point. It's enough. Didn't need to do that. That's good. Fine. So, so Nia Jax started out SmackDown. She came to the ring to say mean things about Liv Morgan. And then she was interrupted by Liv Morgan. It's weird how that happens. But Liv Morgan and Raquel came out along with Dominic. And then they were talking about, Liv said last time that we met, that we had a match, I beat you, so I'm going to beat you again. And I was like, yeah, but we kind of needed you to win that, Liv, because people were rooting for you. And since then, you became the champ and defended it like only when people made you. And you really look like the, like she calls herself the greatest women's champion, but she's really the weakest I think I can recall. I mean, I think Liv is great. I think she could be a lot better than this, but they've decided that because she is a heel, the thing that she needs to do to get heat is to just like not wrestle. And then when she does wrestle, it's just fucking chicanery all the time. Which I guess like makes people sick of having to watch her, but I would argue in a fucking get the title off of her and end the storyline way, not a, oh, we're so excited to see her get her come up and sway. Like I just want her fucking not watch Liv and Dom do shit anymore. But anyway, Tiffany interrupts and says, Liv, I could cash in. I'm going to cash in on you tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. And then she said, and Naya's like, see, there you go. And she's like, not so fast. I could cash in on you, Naya, because I'm sick of your shit right now too. And I was like, really? She's just coming out and saying it. But then she says, oh, but Liv, wait a minute. If I cash in on you, does he come with the title? I could use a little dirty in my life. Can we please stop? Stop. Stop. With the Dominic Mysterio is an actual sex symbol thing. Because, like, you can't do that with him while the announcers talk shit about how he never works out his arms. While the general manager of Raw is literally laughing out loud at the prospect of him getting a world title shot. So he sucks at wrestling. Everyone makes fun of the mullet and the mustache. It is agreed upon by objective observers that the mullet and the mustache make him less attractive. So he sucks in the ring. He's not attractive. He doesn't have a good body. But literally every woman on the roster wants to jump his bones? The fuck are we doing? To say nothing of, like, don't talk about it at all, because that shouldn't fucking matter in a women's title picture, no matter who he is. But considering who he is, he shouldn't be in the picture even more. The fuck are we doing? Anyway, Liv's like, we already have dirty in your life, ha 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 ha, which I don't even know what that means. So then Tiffany like hits her with a forearm and knocks her out of the ring. And then they then she's like, get a referee down here. Let's do it. Let's get a referee down here. And then they come back from the break and they have a match and it's not good. It's not a good match. I don't think it's because they're bad at wrestling. I think that the match is bad because what? Why is this happening? And then Liv wins with a roll up because Tiffany tried to hit her with the briefcase and Liv ducked and like rolled through into a roll up and used the tights to get a victory over over Tiffany. And then Nia got the briefcase and used it on Raquel and used it on Liv and hit the Annihilator on Liv. So this means Liv is winning the match tomorrow. And then Nia beats the fuck out of her. And Tiffany cashes in. Because Rhea's not going to be around to get her title back from Liv. Because Rhea's got a fractured ocular cavity. She's got a fractured orbital bone. So she can't. They don't have any. They literally have nobody else in position to face Liv Morgan for the fucking title. So with Rhea shoot injured and out for a while, let's just fucking put the title on Tiffany now? Is that what they're gonna do? Maybe? I don't know. Backstage, Nia's like, why did you say that you were gonna cash in on me? And Tiffany is like, that's part of my secret plan. I was just trying to make Liv think that there was a possibility that I would cash in on you. So then when I cash in on her, she won't see it coming. And also because Liv Morgan doesn't watch the show and Dominic doesn't watch the show and Raquel doesn't watch the show and JD doesn't watch the show and Carlito doesn't watch the show and Finn doesn't watch the show and none of Liv's friends or family members who aren't part of the Judgment Day watch the show, who could text her and tell her my plan, then it's all gonna work. So great, obviously wonderful. It's so good. I love it. Excellent. There's another women's match going on. So I am obligated, contractually obligated to do this.
So it's the Queen Aminata versus the Lila Gray. The Lila Gray. Oh, she tries it in a small package, but the Queen Aminata gets out. The Queen Aminata gets out. That's good.
Oh, no. Lila Gray lost a wig. Don't you hate when that happens? Don't you hate when your wig comes off in the middle of a hotly contested match? I hate it when my wig slips off in the middle of a hotly contested match. Or when my wig slips off in the middle of anything hotly contested, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, there's a little hip toss there. Oh, but rolled through there by Lila Gray, and Queen Aminata goes over there. There's this. Is it a guillotine? No, she's got out of it. Aminata there with a headlock. Trying to throw her in there. With a snap suplex right there on a wigless head. Dropped her on a wigless head. Got out of it. That rolled her through. On a one and a two on a backslide. No. That's a two count and a big clothesline by Queen Aminata. But kick out, that's almost at a one count there for Lila Gray kicking out of the Queen Aminata Lariat. Here we go. Throws her in there. Does a little sunset flip, roll through, no, kick out. And then what is this now? Some kind of, another, like a crucifix pin? No, kicked out by Aminata. That, oh, a big punch there by Lila Gray, the wigless Lila Gray, with a kick to the gut and a kick to the face and a kick to the gut again. Oh, and a big running drop kick to kneeling Emanator. And then she goes through for the pin, hooks a leg. No, that's a one count as well. That's a one count as well. We're doing one counts here. We're trading off for one counts. I do a one count. You do a one count. Everybody does a one count. Oh, this, I don't think this will be a one count here. If she gets what she's trying for, she's trying for the Tiger Driver, but no. No, it's reversed. It's reversed into a big air raid crash. Oh my goodness, that was a large air raid crash there by Queen Emanator. But Lila Gray, too tough. She kicks out. An Emanator here. Trying for the body scissors with the legs. Oh, and that is a hell of a, is that some, that is a very unfortunate look. Oh my goodness. Well, that would definitely loosen up my back. I don't even know how to, and a dragon sleeper. Lila Gray, what are you doing? Are you going to be able to get out of the dragon sleeper there? Honestly, I don't even know. I don't know how no, she does. She rolls through it. Those were two very good submission maneuvers by Emanator. But Lila Gray got out of it, but then she got dropped on a wigless head again by the snap suplex. Here comes Queen Emanator running in with a big, oh, she missed the boot in the corner, but a rising knee in the corner by Lila Gray. And a bulldog out of the corner by Lila Gray. And then that's a two count there. That's a two. That's a two. Two. That's a two count there from Aubrey Edwards, the referee. What's going on here? Emanator, where you going? You running in? Here we go. No, rolling out of the corner. They usually go to commercial by now with the ladies. I don't even know what's going on here. How long is this? Oh, that was a kick to the face. Lila Gray going up to the second rope. Oh, what a, that was a blockbuster there. Looking like Lady Buff Bagwell. But a kick out by Emanator. The blockbuster, not enough to bust her block, if you get my drift. Big punch. And another elbow. And another elbow, 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 elbow. All the elbows to the jaw. Emanator, oh, was like a grizzly magnum, like a little mini lady, a lady magnum. Oh, let's tie her up here in some kind of, oh, that does not look fun at all. Oh, no, you're done. Oh, you are a pretzel. I might as well call you Auntie Anne because you are a pretzel lady. You are a pretzel lady. I'm gonna call her Auntie Anne from now on. Lila Gray is now Auntie Anne Gray because she is also a pretzel. Emanator is wonderful. You will not be able to keep a belt off of her for very long. That is my prediction. She's wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, a little bit of solidarity there from the ladies. Gotta love the lady solidarity. Okay, that's it. No more Linda for the rest of the evening. Oh, Top Flight's coming out. Top Flight's coming out to do their big trio match. Top Flight versus the Dark Order. This is interesting. This is like a Top Flight, Top Flight, Top Flight, back to back to back, right? Because we got Layla Gray, and then we got the trio. And then I think the main event is Leo Rush versus Commander. So that'll be interesting. Pretty Deadly versus Street Profits. Fine. It was fine. Both of these teams are very good. The Street Profits won. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about it. Pretty Deadly tried to give their script and the score of their musical on CD to Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was at ringside. So I guess that's a thing we're going to just keep getting to see. What's her face? B-Fab. B-Fab did a body slam to one of the Pretty Deadly Boys. That was fun. I guess that's a thing that happened. So I believe it was after this that they were like, tomorrow in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, one of the most personal matches we've ever seen in WWE. And then they did a little highlight package to talk about Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. And I mean, listen, I'm fine with it being a grudge match because Kevin Owens attacked Cody Rhodes and Randy was friends with both of them. And Randy basically chose to be friends with Cody over choosing to be friends with Kevin Owens. Like, he was like, Kevin, I don't like what you did. And Kevin was basically like, tough shit. Cause Cody's a piece of shit. And so if you are choosing him over me, then now we're not friends anymore. Fine. You can have a wrestling match over that. What you're not allowed to tell me is that is one of the most personal matches we've ever seen. One of the most personal matches we've ever seen. That's what you're calling it. Kevin Owens, the personal thing is between Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. Not between Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. That's a secondary thing. If Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens is one of the most personal matches we've ever seen, then what the fuck is Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens going to be? The most personal match we've ever seen? Because also, that's bullshit. Kevin Owens attacked Cody Rhodes. And Randy Orton tried to, I guess, play mediator. So he went to Kevin Owens and talked to him. And they had a discussion. Randy didn't like the way the discussion was going, so he walked away. Kevin Owens punched him in the back of the head. Randy fell to the ground. And then Kevin Owens did 4 seconds of lame-ass wrestler stomps to Randy Orton. That's it. That was the betrayal. That was the big backstage beatdown. And now, it's one of the most personal matches we've ever seen. Randy Orton, talking to Cody Rhodes later tonight, said, after tomorrow, I don't think there's going to be anything left of Kevin Owens for Cody Rhodes to get his revenge on. As backstage beatdowns go, that shit was tamer than a house cat. The fuck are we doing? If you're gonna try and make it into something big, have Kevin Owens go after Randy Orton's back, his surgically repaired back. Have Kevin Owens do that, trying to take his career from him or something. He punched him once in the back of the head and then did 4 seconds of wrestler stomps. That's not something to want to kill a guy over. Certainly, it's not even as bad as what he did to Cody Rhodes. That's just dumb. Bayley and Naomi talk shit to Nia and Tiffany for a second. Then Bayley and Naomi get the victory over Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Last week they taped a match where Candice and Indy lost to Naomi and Bayley. And And then a week later, they informed Indy Hartwell that she was getting released today. And then tonight aired her final match in WWE. Former NXT Women's Champion, Indy Hartwell. Released today. Not your contract is up, we no longer require your services. Released. 90 days. She has 90 days before she can sign with another company. They released her, and then that night broadcast her final match. They released her. The day before, they're doing a fucking blood money show. They're getting paid how many billions of dollars over how many years? To remind you, like, so it throws into such stark relief the blood money aspect of this shit. You're getting paid by a dictator to do a private show for him and his family, and yeah, I guess his citizenry. And you're getting paid all kinds of money to do that. And if that ill-gotten money isn't going directly to pay the salaries of your employees, then what the fuck is it good for? To release somebody on the eve of a blood money show in Saudi Arabia just stinks to high heaven. God damn. Just awful. Candace took the pin. So, like, if Indy had taken the pin, I guess you could write it so, like, Candace was mad that she lost the match and that's why they're not a team anymore. Or, like, Candace is the speed champion. She's doing stuff on TV for the first time in I don't know fucking how long. And now we got, like, not there you go from Wills. How many times have they announced this is the highest grossing show in the history of insert random town? This is the highest grossing Backlash, the highest grossing whatever, like all that shit. WrestleMania, like, two floor seats is like $12,000. Is that like one floor seat over 2 days is like 12, like, you have to fucking take out a goddamn mortgage to go watch WrestleMania. Like, I understand it's a very hot ticket. You are charging exorbitant amounts of money. Exorbitant amounts of money for your fucking shows. Pay your wrestlers. Keep them under contract until their fucking day, until their contract is up. Don't wait. You don't need to fucking... Exactly. And now Candace just has to act like on TV like she, like, it doesn't even exist anymore. The thing I feel like is that because Indy isn't there, they have no use for Candace on TV anymore because she's been synonymous with Indy as a tag act on the main roster for I don't know how long, and they just got back on TV kind of, you know, doing Nia's dirty work. Candace and Indy together as a unit. So when you fire... Because make no mistake, that's what they're fucking doing. When you fire Indy Hartwell, like, do you have a use for Candace? I don't know. Story brewing, by the way, on Rampage. Action Andretti tore the rib tape off of Alex Reynolds. And Dante didn't like that very much. And Darius apparently siding with Action Andretti. Action Andretti used the injured ribs and took advantage of them to get the victory for Top Flight over Dark Order. And now Evil Uno doesn't like it. John Silver doesn't like it. These two trios are supposed to be on the same side versus John Moxley's group versus the Death Riders. Now there's a little handshake between the Martin boys, but Action Andretti doesn't want to shake anybody's hand. Action Andretti doesn't want to shake anybody's hand. Action Andretti shakes, well, doesn't really. He kind of just taps on them. So here's the final match of the night. Leo Rush losing to Commander. Oh, by the way, I didn't mean to spoil that for you. Commander is supposed to be one of the up-and-coming guys. Kyle Fletcher set out a open challenge to one of the up-and-comers on Collision. And Commander answered the challenge on Wednesday. And then Rampage is... They're not booking to Commander to lose to Leo Rush on the night before he's an up-and-comer who's supposed to be a challenge for Kyle Fletcher, right? So Commander has to lose this. Has to win this. And then Leo Rush losing it is going to piss him off and make him turn heel, and he and Action Andretti will join forces? I don't know. Hey, the Bloodline had a segment. The Bloodline had a segment, you guys. But Roman Reigns and Jimmy Uso came out, and they informed Brooklyn that the Bloodline was now in their city, and they acknowledged the Tribal Chief. And then Jay came out and he cut a very impassioned promo about how if we're going to do this all together, then I'm not your gopher. I'm not even your right-hand man. And neither is Jimmy. If we're going to do this, we're all going to be equals. Says I don't think I haven't forgotten. Don't think I forgot about all the mental damage you caused me. All the psychological damage I took from being in your shadow for so many years. And I was like, yes, the mental damage that Roman Reigns has caused to Jey Uso gave him some kind of limited form of Tourette's, where occasionally all he can do is blurt out a one-syllable word. All he can do is say yeet. Oh no. We definitely need to get some help for Jey Uso because of the mental damage, the anguish he suffered under Roman Reigns, that now all he can say is yeet. Anyway, the whole friggin' segment is Jey Uso laying out a list of demands. This is what I'm willing to do for you. This is what I will be willing to help you with. And then and then Roman goes, yeet. Roman goes, yeet. So Roman said yeet. That's the most noteworthy thing I think that I can talk about on this show, is that Roman said yeet. And then Jimmy put up the one, and Jay put up the one. And then Roman put up the one. So they all put up the one. Huh? They all put up the one. So. Yeet. Kevin Owens cut. He didn't even cut a promo. He just talked into the camera of his phone. Kevin Owens is the best at this. It is a fucking crime. this guy isn't a top dude. At this point in his career, I mean, a good 8 years into his main roster run, maybe over 9 years he spent on the main roster. He should be at least a 7-time world champion. You know what I mean? Like, he's so fucking good at this. The fact that he hasn't held a title since 2016, I think is when it was. Fuck all that shit. He's so goddamn good. He says, Randy, I don't want to do this. I don't want to fight you. But you chose Cody. You didn't even. I've looked up to you my entire career, my entire life. I still do. It's a sad thing. Because even if I don't want to fight you, I am going to fight you. I'm going to hurt you. Because you hurt me. And that's it. That's all he says. It's brilliant. It's so fucking real and honest and just, it's beautiful. He's so good at this. Just taking it down to its absolute, distilling it down to its absolute bottom. You, like, I thought Cody was my friend, and he betrayed me by teaming with my worst enemy. And so, yeah, I attacked him, and you chose him over me. Makes perfect sense to me. Cody's 39 and KO is 40. There you go. Kevin Owens should be a top guy. He should be a top guy. So. Oh, it's getting chippy. It's getting chippy between Commander and Lio Rush. Getting chippy. There's a fatal four-way for the women. One member from each of the tag teams that are facing off tomorrow. It's very, very good. Lash Legend has improved a great deal. After watching her in this, I can say if she's gonna be like this 80% of the time, then yes, she deserves a spot on the main roster. I have not seen Jakara Jackson ever do anything that to me says, yeah, that's main roster ready. I'm not saying she's not going to get there eventually, but she ain't there yet. So calling them up as a tag team seems foolish. But Lash Legend is ready. She did a really good job in this match. She fit in really, really well with the three women. And those are three really talented women. Piper Niven is super talented, even if they're never going to book her like that. Io Sky is one of the greatest women in the world. Bianca Belair is one of their top women, period. So Lash Legend fit in really well with them. There was some fun stuff on the outside. Honestly, this Fatal 4-Way, Women's Fatal 4-Way, is the best thing on the show. It got a lot of time. All four women showed out. Was really good. It made me wish there was a mid-card women's title for a singles title, because the tag team, let's just throw all the women in the tag team division, feels like it's not actually working out very well. And Lash ends up getting pinned. Like, they gave her a lot of really great stuff in the match, allowed her to be really impressive. But of course she gets pinned. So it's just the way they do things. Not quite yet, lady. Is kind of the way it felt like to me. It was like, we will let you look great, but you're also taking the pin. So she gets a KOD from Bianca, and then Io hits the moonsault on Bianca, but then pins Lash Legend. It's a very good fatal four-way match between these women. I thought it was excellent. I thought it was just a really good match. Well done all around by all four women. And now they disappear back into the tag team recesses. And I don't know. They're big like, oh my God, if that were to happen tomorrow, then Damage Control would be your new women's work tag team championships. That's crazy. I mean, it's not. It's kind of the way Fatal Four Ways work. But you know how it is. The main event is Cody and Randy versus the Imperium. Michael Cole pulled a Linda tonight and called them the Imperium. The Imperium, which is not what their name is. Their name is Imperium, but like, you know what the match is, right? Everyone knows what the match is. It's Marcel Bartel, Ludwig Kaiser. You know, it's Cody and Peril. It's a hot tag to Randy. Somehow it's also Gunther taking an RKO. This could have been better. It could have been better, but it's a house show match. It's a taped go home match. It's fine. Gunther takes an RKO, which doesn't make it good, and Giovanni Vinci isn't around anymore. I thought this was actually, obviously it's a taped match and we know this didn't happen, but what a perfect time for Giovanni Vinci to show back up and attack Marcel Bartel. Try to cost him the match that way. Because I know they're on Raw normally, but Giovanni Vinci, they're finally at SmackDown. Giovanni Vinci, like, and you can't even do the thing of like Giovanni Vinci didn't get over, so sorry, kid. Like, didn't get over. You ran like a month of vignettes for him, then had him have his debut where he got rolled up in 2 seconds as like a gag, like a fucking commentary about how this guy's too self-important to know when to take his jacket off or something. And then you had him have a rematch versus Apollo Crews and lose again. That's not great either, right? And then you just don't have him do anything else again. There's nothing else. Nothing else. That's it. I don't know. I missed this. I did not see the three brief interviews in the US title match. I didn't see those. I don't know why I didn't see them, but I watched SmackDown. I didn't see a single one of the three brief interviews. I didn't see Carmelo. I didn't see LA Knight. I didn't see Andrade. I didn't see any of these interviews you're talking about. They were not broadcast on the SmackDown I watched. So that's crazy. Anyway, after the match, Kevin Owens comes in and attacks Randy Orton with a chair. And then Cody Rhodes gets down off the, he's done celebrating, I guess, turns around, sees Kevin Owens there. Kevin Owens stands there, looks at him holding the chair. Cody doesn't make a move. KO doesn't make a move. And then Gunther got in and choked out Cody. So even though Gunther is apparently a heavy favorite to win tomorrow, they had Gunther standing tall, at least getting one over on Cody to end the show, which feels like that's not how you would normally do that. But I don't know. Commander and Lio Rush are going mile a minute. Oh, that's a lot of fun. So they also released Tegan Nox. She has now 90 days as well. The former Nixon Newell, she's amazing. She's like, I'm ready. I'm not injured. I'm ready to wrestle. There is not booking me on stuff, which is too bad for her. She's not even 30 yet. So she has a lot of really cool stuff she could be doing as well. I feel bad for her. She gave so much of her career to this place and ended up getting injured and coming back from injuries over and over again, only for them to never really give her a shot at anything. And that sucks for her. And then Baron Corbin was told that they're going to let his contract run out and not re-sign him, which I guess I can't complain about people firing people and then also complain about them not firing Baron Corbin. But like, as soon as that guy is done, he'll be a god on the indies. Not on the indies that are currently being controlled by WWE, because they're probably not going to let him win any of the matches on the card on the WWE indies. So he can't go work Reality of Wrestling or any of these places that are run by that. So he couldn't do that. He definitely would have to get pinned by all the recruits by WWE ID. But Baron Corbin is the kind of guy who would be an amazing addition to like an Impact. He would be so good in an Impact. He's way better than they ever let him be. They were like, you're going to wrestle the same fucking match. It's going to be mostly rest holds. And then they gave him a finisher nobody could kick out of until they had Drew McIntyre kick out of it. And then didn't do anything with it. Didn't do anything with the fact that Drew McIntyre kicked out of it. So they kind of ruined that finisher. But that finisher is awesome. The End of Days is a brilliant finisher. Baron Corbin had an amazing run in NXT with Braun Breaker as the tag team champions. They probably should have left them be a champion. So there you go. Commander wins with his little moonsault off the ropes. Good stuff. However, bad stuff for Lio Rush. Lio Rush should beat Commander. 9.5 times out of 10, Lio Rush should be beating Commander. I like Commander. Lio Rush is an otherworldly talent. So this is to do two things. To make Commander look impressive so that he can get beat the fuck out of, the fuck beat out of him by Kyle Fletcher tomorrow, and to piss off Lio Rush. So he turns heel. That's the other thing that's going to happen. Lio Rush is very, very pissed about losing, as he should be. Oh, the other thing they did today, they announced that the belts, the crown jewel title belts, will stay in Saudi Arabia. But the winners will get like a big Super Bowl ring. If the crown jewel title belts aren't even being won to keep by the wrestlers, then why did you make it a belt at all? Why not just make it a big trophy? If it's going to stay in Saudi Arabia, why is it even a wearable thing at all? Or, I don't know, Just have him wrestle for the fucking ring. Why do they need a fucking belt at all? Why did you make the world's ugliest fucking belt? You could have made the world's ugliest fucking trophy. It's, yes, it is a gift to the dictator for sure. Yeah. Why have the belt? I don't know. It's so fucking dumb. It's so fucking dumb. It's the worst. All of the blood money shit is the worst. But you know what's the best? Sands of Blind. I cannot tell you right now what time we're going to be doing it. I wish I could. I want to say it's going to happen right after the show goes off the air. Right after the pay-per-view is done. But I don't know. My in-laws are coming over tomorrow. So I don't know when I'm going to be free. If I am free at the time the pay-per-view goes off the air, then that's what I'm shooting for. But it might be tomorrow evening. Okay, so I can't tell you yet. I wish I could tell you, but the in-law thing takes precedent. So tomorrow, Kate will tell me lies about the card tomorrow, and I will have to figure out what they are. You know how the game goes. It's fun. Please join us for that. Thank you so much. All that brand new revenue coming in from Saudi Arabia. Sorry, kid. Budget cuts. Everything sucks.